Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'll do it.
During the commercial, people sending me lots of seemingly very good suggestions.
Big thanks to Matcha Pie.
All right, don't shoot stuff.
For dropping off some epic pizza and focaccia bread for lunch today. Head out to Matcha Pie's Anchorage location for a unique dining experience. So good. Also visit the Douglas Loop and Butchertown location. Stop in and pick up some 1020 craft brews and discover the delicious handmade brick oven pizza that is Matcha Pie. Best cookie in the city. The corn cookie as well. Yep, that's right. I said it. Don't at me. Best cookie in the city. Matcha Pie. And shout out to Casper and Company for helping donate lunch for the bocce event. Very, very cool of them to do that. Incredibly kind of them to provide lunch for our bocce event. Mother's Day at Lynn Family Stadium. Again, KFOV.org if you want to be part of that great event. Should be a lot of fun. Car show, too. Good old Casper.
Grown-ups don't get him at all. There you go. I never really understood the premise when I was a little kid.
What?
I get it now.
This is what?
He's just an innocent little ghost. And the grown-ups won't give him the time of day because he's a ghost. So they hate him and they're terrified of him. And every time he emerges and he just wants to say hello and they scream and run. It's like, you know. Wearing a U of L shirt in downtown Lexington, same kind of deal. They just, what the hell is going on here? And so that's kind of...
You kind of sounded like Jerry Stiller a little bit there.
Jerry Stiller?
And he's just,
you want a piece of me?
What the hell is this?
You want a piece of me?
What the hell is this? I love that.
Oh, man. That scene, there's a scene where he's threatening, where Elaine is supposed to be threatening him. George is sitting on the bench with a woman,
and
she's saying, "You want it?" And he's saying, "You want a piece of me?" And she can't get through it. She cannot get through it because he's so funny.
Okay, where's my boy?
Oh my God!
My George isn't clever enough to hatch a scheme like this.
You got that right.
What the hell does that mean?
That makes it crack up.
What the hell does that mean?
She can't keep a straight face because he's so funny.
Come on. Okay, let's go. That means whatever the hell you want it to mean.
You're saying you want a piece of me? You're saying you want a piece of me? saying you want a piece of me?
She just cannot hold it together.
You want a piece of me? You got it!
Oh, it's funny. Very funny. That's a great scene. That's a great outtake. What the hell does that mean? It's all over at Slugger Field. It's a final. The Bats have won it by a score of 2-1. Tony Santion gets his fourth save of the season. And the Bats have run their record to 11-12. I think I said that already, but I just said it again. So there you go. What are we supposed to have Eric Crawford now, or am I not supposed to have Eric Crawford?
Oh, yeah, 140.
What's 146? What the hell is Tulio doing?
Tulio, can you call Eric Crawford? That's completely on me. That's completely on me.
Texter says, I'm fat and don't know how to play bocce. Will I be able to play? Can you breathe? Did you have enough energy to send that text? You can play. That's not an exaggeration. So please consider us playing. I mean, we'd love to have you play. It's going to be great. Did you all see Haley isn't going to TCU? Yeah, we did see that. I don't know what the hell that's about. I can't make any sense of that. Ooh, that was a good couple that has no longer in existence. Ray Knight was married to Nancy Lopez. That was a good couple, but they have since gone their separate ways.
How long were they together? And what did he do?
For a while. He was the third baseman on the Mets 1986 World Series team. Come on, man.
Who?
Ray Knight.
Oh.
Ray Knight scored on the ground ball that went through Bill
Buckner's
legs.
Yeah.
That's him. Call the caddy Cadbury. Ooh, that's British.
Cadbury. Kind of like that.
Not bad. What's leading right now? Which one? Benson?
Yeah, Benson. Benson's the leader right now.
All
right,
very good.
Also, Haley Van Lith. I don't know if they're still dating, but Haley Van Lith and Jalen Suggs on the Orlando Magic.
That's a good one.
Haley Van Lith was dating Jalen Suggs?
I don't know if they still are, but they were. Definitely when she was here.
I must confess, I didn't know that. Hey, Eric Crawford from WDOB Smush joining us right now. Smush, you got any famous couples, both of whom were athletes?
Athlete couples.
Yeah, I mean, the problem, because I think we pretty much exhausted the obvious ones, like Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf comes to mind, and the Ertzes, Julie Ertz and her hubby, right here in Louisville, Katie George and Paolo De Piccolo. That's a good one.
Local version. Yeah, Reed Shepherd's parents.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How about that? Well, another local one. How about Chris and Christy Mack? There you go.
Well, and really, you go back, but Dave Fragone, quarterback of Louisville, and his wife, Mariu, she was a really good basketball player.
She was? So
she was a star basketball player.
I did not know that. So there's two that we'd left out that are right in our own very own backyard. So...
I can wipe my brow now because I was not coming up with any until I started thinking.
That was good. No, I, you know what? I would not have asked that to and just anybody, but I had faith that that you would be the man to be able to step up and get it done.
The really good ones, I'll think about right after we hang up.
Oh, that's always the way it is. You know, it's like in a conversation. I wish I'd said this. I wish I'd said that. Yeah, there's no question about that. All right, Smush. Let me ask you. Start with the serious news story, which. I don't know what to make of it yet because not enough has happened to make sense of it. What do you make of what's going to happen with the swimming scandal, for lack of a better word, at UK? I mean, that is fraught with peril to me, it sounds like. I mean, that's not trying to, you know, kick up dirt. These are the kinds of things people lose their jobs over. How about what do you make of what's going on there?
It's going to be ugly because the allegations themselves are horrible. At the same time, and the university's got to be careful because they, you don't want to come out and just attack the people who are alleging things, but that's what they're going to do basically from a legal standpoint. And so, then we're going to hear all of the other side, and that's what always happens. We've only heard one side. We will hear the other side, and people that want to support their school are going to support that side, and people that, are just aghast at the allegations will support the women. And so it's not a sport. So I we're going to find out with legal filings and, back and forth how this goes, but it's really sad all around. And again, it follows the same pattern we saw what happened at Racing Louisville and around the National Women's Soccer League is that, you know, initial red flags, which were not, you know, nobody just ran to UK and said, hey, your coach is raping these women or sexually assaulting these women. But they did go to them and said, hey, your coach is doing this isn't right. This doesn't seem right. And they didn't look into these smaller things. I think in some of these situations, we're going to find there's no such thing as a small thing anymore. Everything bears further, you know, investigation. And that's what UK didn't do in this case.
It's that really, I mean, you hate to make it sound so trite when it's such a serious topic, but these things inevitably come down to what you know and when you know it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in this case, you know, if this guy, this coach had a relationship with one of his swimmers at a previous school, and you're like, well, that's an automatic, you know, that's a deal breaker if you're hiring somebody. And yet, you know, she's been out maybe for a couple of years and they're still together as right. a couple and you're like, okay, it's not a deal breaker.
Right,
it's
right.
fine. Let's
right.
go. But so the bad thing in this is the report that Kentucky's volleyball coach supposedly saw him groping an assistant coach and actually went to the director of soccer operations and complained about it. And even after that, apparently there was no further, you know, nothing further came of it. And that looks pretty bad. Of all the things, that looks really bad. And then of course, after the fact, you know, when they did make official complaints, it's alleged that the Title IX office did not follow them up quickly and discouraged them from making complaints. And if that happened, then people will lose their jobs.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. Again, you know, innocent until proven guilty, all those things. But it certainly looks like this is a story. It's not just going to fade away. It's going to be some meat on the bone to talk about. Talking to Eric Crawford from WDRB, you can find a piece he wrote a couple of days ago, which I actually wanted to talk about. I choose my words carefully, but I've learned my lesson here on this show to always do that. I always tried to, but now more than ever. I'm not suggesting Jeff Walls is burned out, but I was having a conversation with somebody who likes him like I do and said, I wonder the new climate for college sports. He looks to me like he doesn't love all the craziness that's going on now, much like we heard, you know, about Jay Wright and the men's side and others. And I thought that might be true because he seems to be a guy that takes very seriously his relationship with his players and all of that. So having said that, you just wrote a piece about how, I don't know, he almost felt like he had to justify it, which seems kind of ridiculous. But because they didn't get past the Elite Eight to the Elite Eight last year, he said, I'll never apologize for what we've done here. In 15 years, we've been to 12 Sweet 16s, 8 Elite Eights, 4 Final Fours. that's Hall of Fame-worthy run, there's no question.
I mean, that's at Louisville. Yeah. Remember where they were, yeah.
I mean, so I don't know why, you know, but you only say that if you think somebody has said something, so... does he hear things? Is he concerned about
sure.
the climate? What do you make of where he is from visiting with him about where he is and where the program is in your mind?
Well, they had a down year and they were 24-10.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's. I mean, and it was a down. I mean, as for them, but it was not a down year. It's even an insult to call it a down year. You were 24-10. You had a good year, but he lost a lot of people. And was not able to sign a single freshman. They had to get their NIL, you know, up to speed, which I think has been done a little better. And I think you see if you give him a little bit more even playing field, then look what he's done. He's gone out and got 2 McDonald's All-Americans and 3 top 25 players, 4 top 100 freshmen, some good transfers, and you know, here we are. And they'll go on. They'll have a good season, but. You know, there. I still don't think Louisville's in the money pool that a lot of other programs are. A lot of these other top programs and some that are only aspire to be top programs are. So it's, you know, it's a tough thing. He said, you used to be able to say, well, look, we got better fans. We get great crowds and we got great facilities and all this. He's like, you know what, at the end of the day, a player can't take the fan base, the cheers or the facilities and buy anything with it, and that's all that matters right now. So you know, it's pretty much a transactional business, and I don't really how he feels, honestly. I wouldn't speak for him, but a lot of coaches are, you know, struggling with it.
He doesn't strike you as burned out or anything like that, though.
No, no. Oh, no, I don't think so. No, he loves the job, and he's, you know, he loves the challenge, and obviously there are few programs have been more consistently competitive, but everybody is getting better. I mean, you know, NC State made a commitment, and Virginia Tech made a commitment, and North Carolina's making a commitment. So it's, you know, they're in the best women's basketball league, maybe from a depth standpoint of any. The SEC is right there too. So it's, you know, it's a tough. I always say there's no harder college sport to break into the upper echelon of than women's college basketball. It is more of a club than the men's ever was. And even, you know, that and high level, you know, college football maybe. But even the women, it's been fewer programs dominating. And Louisville cracked into that with all these Elite Eights and Final Fours. Nobody's surprised anymore if Louisville's in the top 10.
Well, you see that it's reflected in where they're invited. Like, they're playing in the Champions, the Women's Champions Classic. I saw that, and they're opening their season in Paris. They're one of the desired teams that you want in those high profile events.
And that, you know, you can use to recruit too, I think, because, you know, it's interesting. You look how young people, even the ones that have money, how they spend it. They spend it on experiences. They travel and they go places. So, you know, if you can take your team to Paris, you can recruit with that. And you're going to New York City, and we're going to spend a day or two, and everybody's going to see where we are and what we're doing. That you can recruit to those things. So that's a pretty smart deal.
You, what do you make of the whole Boone thing? The kid that was here, and now I guess he's going to Kentucky, right? The football player, and that whole thing sounded bizarre to me. I don't know.
It is bizarre. I mean, football, period, is bizarre. All these guys coming and going through spring practice and making, you know, more money than a lot of fans will make in half a year, some in a whole year, and then leaving without ever playing, that's weird. And if you don't think something's wrong with that, then we don't agree, because I just, there is something wrong with that. You can't just go make enough money, you know, make, you know, 40,000 to 60,000, and then go somewhere else and play. That's a little bit ridiculous. So I really don't know what his situation was. I, you know, you hear different stories. I heard that he didn't like a spot on the depth chart, so he was leaving.
That's what I heard.
You know, Kentucky's pretty darn competitive at running back too. And then I also heard it was a situation with an agent. Maybe they had gotten rid of another player, you know, that who also was represented by this agent. There were some bad feelings, and that happened. So I don't know what the truth of the matter is, but and we probably won't know. But that's, you know, something happened that wasn't just football stuff, I don't think.
I don't understand completely that. This is the part that baffles me, and I agree with you 1,000%. Like, I mean, even the kid, the Flowers kid, right? He came and got money, and then he went to Australia. I don't
$90,000, yeah.
Boom. I mean, that is ridiculous to me, and I don't think that's got anything to do with making them employees. Or I just if you are, you know, if I hire a kid to cut my grass, you know, he has to cut the grass, then he gets $10 or $20 or whatever you pay your guy. He's not an employee. He's not getting workman's comp, but the money is for a certain, you know, a commitment in service. How do they think, because they went through spring practice or Trenton Flowers did some individual workouts, he's entitled to $90,000? I don't understand how they can't put that in an escrow account or something that has some leverage, because this is just, it's thievery is what it is. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, and if you try and do that, somebody else will pay it to them the way they want it to be paid to them. So, you know, you want the kid, that's what you're going to have to do. But yeah, I'm not going to talk about the school of the player or anything, but I heard about a kid today who was making $100,000 NIL and went to the coaches, and, you know, he made $100,000 to not play, and he goes to the coaches and says, "I need more." And you're like, "For what?"
Unbelievable.
You haven't played enough to build your name, image, likeness, but he's in the portal to get more somewhere else. So, you know, that's a lot. Think about $100,000. that's
I keep in mind that's in addition to he's got his room and board and
room
books
board,
and feed and food and everything paid for. I mean, it's just it's crazy. And I don't begrudge them. I've said this. You and I are kind of in the same boat. I mean, they're the ones that are generating this trough of money that that Greg Sankey's willing to die on the hill to try. Try to keep all of so I but you know it's like when they paid the Friends cast $1 million an episode the last year, okay, that's what NBC thought they were worth, but they did it, they did the shows to get the money. You can just take the money and then say, well, now we're not going to do the shows, or better yet, we're going to go do a show for CBS. That doesn't make any sense to me. This whole thing is so ridiculous. It that part of it, not that they're getting paid or how much money, but how they're getting paid is bizarre.
Well, and you know, the way fans would perceive it, if we all knew what they were getting paid before the end, if we'd known Trey White was making $200,000 during the season, we would have viewed him a lot differently than how he was viewed. And that's maybe a good thing, maybe not, but if you're pros, a lot of times, people know what you're making.
That's true.
Part of the pressure.
Well, so, I don't. You know what? It's you can't have it both ways. I mean, if you're going to want this kind of money and be treated like an employee, you're going to have to run the risk of being fired. And if you want that kind of money, you're going to have to deal with people who want you to be accountable for it. And I don't have a problem with that. I would absolutely agree that if Trey White, that's what he was
making.
Yeah,
I go back to Jeff Walls. Yeah, Jeff Walls. Can I find him if they don't? You know, if they don't get through a screen.
Yeah, no. I mean, I know he's being flippant, but at what point does that? What it comes down to is if money is going to be the driving force behind why they go and where they go, then why can't you use it as a motivational tool?
Yes,
I do have to say this that does strike me though. Texter just sent me a note that says it does feel a little gross asking fans to donate. And I have a problem. I do. That strikes me as odd. And I don't mean to be taking U of L to task because they're certainly not the only ones doing it. Everybody's doing it. But it's like if I went to the Indianapolis Colts page because I want to see about buying tickets, and then all that stuff's on there, and you can buy merchandise and you can buy the tickets. And then in the corner, there's a little box that says donate here. It's what the hell am I donating for? But all the athletic programs have that they're professional sports, but they still just want you to donate to the thing. I don't. That seems a little perverse to me.
Well, you know, people can give what they want to give, but it's tough. I mean, you know, and where do you? I think people reevaluate. All right, do I donate money and get this seat license for my season tickets, or would I rather just be a fan of this team and see them do well and get to more Final Fours and give my money for that seat license to their NIL so they can pay the players? And I don't know you know, who's faced with that decision, but I'm sure there are some people faced with that kind of decision. I'm going to give X amount to the players instead of to the program. It's like when Rick Pitino came as coach, they went to a bunch of businesses and said, look, we need X amount of money, you know, like go to Pepsi and said, look, we need X amount of money or he's going to be drinking Coke on the sideline. And so, you know, Pepsi calls up John Shoemaker, the university president, hey, I'm taking I'm taking $80,000 out of your contract and giving it to your basketball coach.
Yeah,
that's just, you know, it's moving money around. But for people that are not big businesses, it's a different experience.
Well, it's also not sustainable. That's what Pitino said earlier, and I agree with him. I mean, if I'm a big business, and all the big businesses generally have some money budgeted for charitable. You know, that's what they do. They pick nonprofits and they earmark X number of dollars, and you can sustain that. It's built into your budget. But these are not nonprofits. The NIL money is not tax deductible. You're just giving the money. I don't know. You're going to be able to keep asking them year after year from just to give you money? I don't know. That seems very unlikely.
And they're not making any money back. I mean, it's not an investment.
You're not getting
enjoyment out of it. It's an expensive, you know. But they were getting enjoyment before without giving the money. So, you know, and they can get enjoyment from other things that they're not giving money. So eventually that's what I think, you know, fans are going to say, look, I like it. I like your team and all that, but I can't, you know, I also want to put a deck on my house. So, you know, I can't. can't, you know, what are you going to do?
That's exactly right.
I mean, there's no money coming back. You know, a championship banner is nice to look at, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, how much is that worth?
Yeah, and most of these guys that have that kind of money to donate that have not made their careers by not asking what's coming back to me.
By giving it away.
Yeah, they generally have
with nothing.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. So. Yeah. All right, brother, you take care of yourself. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Very good.
All right, thank you very much, Eric Crawford. Texas says it's like restaurants asking for tips and there's not even a server.
I mean,
tipping has gotten completely out of control here. I don't know what the hell they're asking for tips for.
I will say this.
I mean, I get it.
20 is the new standard. You don't have to like it. That just is what it is. 20 is the new standard. But
20%.
20%, yeah. But every single service, there's...
Everything you do. Anything you do.
Yeah. That's the one I'm not sure about.
I mean, I feel for it. I know your mother worked as a waitress for a short while. I know you have. I get it. I mean, if they don't get tipped, they're not making a living. I mean, that's. I don't have a problem with that.
And then if everyone always gets mad, it's like, well, how come the restaurant doesn't pay you? Okay, cool. The restaurant will pay us, and then that steak will be $97,000.
You know, so it can't be, though, because then nobody's going to come and eat there.
Right, exactly.
So they can't do that. So, I mean, you know, it's just that it strikes me as at some point, this is what they hired you to do. Here's the amount of money they want to pay you to do it. If that's not enough for you to do, then don't do it. Then go do something else. But don't do it and then have the people who are paying you say, well, here, now these people are going to pay your salary for that. That's different than a server. That's built in for a server, a food server especially. There are certain things. Got to get your car at valet parking. You expect to tip him. Person who cuts my hair. You expect to tip them. But other things, like if you just go, like if you go to the counter, and they don't ask you to do it, thank God. But what's interesting, like if I go to Walgreens and I've got three items and I bring it to the register and I walk up and I hand it, she scans it and then I pay her, they're not looking for a tip. What's interesting that in other places where you do that? Where they ask you for a tip at the counter. You ask them, I'd like a bagel and a coffee. She gives you a bagel and a coffee. Yeah. Yeah, they're just going to ask you a question. I love how they do it that way. We're just going to ask you a question. They're going to ask you a question. They're going to ask you for
shake
money.
You down, yeah.
They're going to try and shake you down. Stop it, damn it. Yeah. Just stop.
No,
sorry.
That's...
But this is even beyond that. This is asking for donations for professional sports. I mean,
right.
Go to, who's doing that? Hey, the Philadelphia Phillies. Hey, that's great. You want some merchandise? Look at the promotions coming up. Get this ticket plan. By the way, while you're here, you want to slip us a 50? I mean, we would think you're crazy.
But it's not. But they'll ask for donations for various charity events.
Not them,
stuff.
Though. They do charity. They're nice enough to use their platform to raise money for charities.
But universities still hide.
They're doing it for themselves.
But they hide behind the whole, hey, learning still happens here. There's learning happening in these halls.
Give us
some money and help us with the learning. Will you help us educate?
I don't think that's what they're asking for. They're asking for donations to the athletic department.
But it's also a place where there's learning.
It's just the thing has gotten completely... Out of whack.
Our man Kojak Card on Twitter.
As a travel ball parent, it's almost equal to very pricey fundraising. Okay, I'll buy that.
Kojak Card asked this. If you had to choose only one to govern NIL, who would it be? The NCAA, the federal government, or the universities? Who are you voting for? He's got a poll.
None of the above.
None of the above.
No. But closest, I'd say the universities, but I wouldn't say them directly. I would say a collection, a consortium of them. In other words, 12 teams get together, and they're starting the Tullio Brutomeso Athletic Conference. And they say, we all are going to have the same philosophy. So this is what our staffing is going to be. We're allowed, I'm making numbers up, 4 full-time assistants. Again, using basketball. We're going to have 14 full scholarships. We're going to allow 30 games. And then the NIL, we're going to put a salary cap in place, and this is what we're going to pay. And that is not one team deciding that. That's a group of teams deciding that. But the government has no place in that, and the NCAA has proven their complete ineptitude. So it's got to be the institutions, but it can't be one institution. Suppose, I mean, how are you going to do that? I don't know.
See, I feel almost like, and maybe it's just because, I mean, and granted, it was the Heisman Trust. It wasn't the NCAA that did it, but Reggie Bush got his Heisman back. So suddenly I was like, maybe this could be the start of some positive momentum for the NCAA. Right now, people are
going down.
Do what?
All it took was OJ going down, and they're like, hey, Reggie, here you go. Oh, thanks. I've been asking for this for years.
I've been asking for this. But I'm saying, though, I feel like right now it's very weird that there is a time in college athletics that people are actually clamoring for some form of regulation, where for the longest time, the NCAA couldn't get out of its own way, was missing layups, and was trying to regulate things that people didn't care about or didn't want regulated. Now they are looking to the heavens and being like, yeah, won't somebody be a hero and try to... And now it's like, maybe this is the NCAA's time to become a face again. Turning face.
Never. That's impossible. It's not even close. They can't. They just can't. They can't even get their own house in order. How are they going to organize all these other houses? I think this texter's right. If you, like, I didn't know, was Trey White getting $200,000 this year? Is that what he got?
Is that what he got? I don't know.
I mean, because if he did, it's ridiculous. I usually speak so gently about players on the radio because they're not pros. But next, I'm not going to be mean, but it's time to just tell it like it is then, because that's just absurd. That kind of effort for that kind of money is preposterous. And like somebody else said, they're making more money than a lot of the assistants are going to be making now. How the hell are they going to, or how do you, like, how do you maintain some authority over kids that are looking at you and saying, I make twice what you make? Texter said, because if you start, here's the next phase, and it's going to happen. Somebody's going to get wind out of what all they're making, because it's not public knowledge. And the schools are very conscious of not letting that out, because they know the people will resent it. People will resent it. There's no question they'll resent it. So they keep it under wraps. Somebody's going to get a list of all the money and put it out there, and to the point where everybody knows about it, like they do professional contracts. And the texter says, I think at some point fans are going to get exhausted with the NIL. I'm old school. I think opportunity, schooling, room, and board are sufficient. Now, I don't agree with that, but okay. But here's the part. His last line is more powerful. Besides the benefits like food and health care, I'd rather put food on my table than donate to these entitled kids. That sentence is going to carry a lot of weight.
Yeah.
You're going to be sitting there and people are going to be saying, let me get this straight. I'm working my ass off. I got to figure out how I'm going to pay for the repair. We got to replace the hot water heater. And this kid who's getting $200,000, I watched him last week. He's not even trying. He's not playing worth a crap. And they want me to give more money to him? I think that he's exactly right.
After I spent $250 on tickets.
You know, your mother feels that way.
$50 on parking, $100 on food.
She feels that there's a great entitlement because she deals with special ed kids who get nothing. And she sees all these kids that are getting the world handed to them. And they don't, some of them, not all of them, but they don't appreciate it. I mean, come travel on a trip with us. We fly in a chartered plane. We get off the plane. The bus is waiting right at the door of the bus. You drive, and I'm not Louisville. So before anybody thinks I'm criticizing Louisville, I'm not criticizing Louisville. I'm saying this is the price of doing business if you want to play at the high major level. The bus takes you right to the hotel. You generally get to the hotel. There's a meal there that would be suitable for a banquet. There's hot food. There's all they can eat. It's not garbage. It's not junk food. They're not walking in getting handed a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know, the next day they get up and there's training table hot breakfast, whole breakfast, the whole thing. You've ever been in hotels? It's not, no disrespect, but it's not the Hampton Inn breakfast where you walk down and look, they got a waffle maker. I mean, this is a whole breakfast thing. Their pregame meal, you get that. They're staying in first-class hotels. These are beautiful hotels that are very expensive, they get picked up. The bus takes them to the arena, takes them right to the airport. You drive right on the tarmac, get right on the plane, you know, and with good reason. They got to come home and go to class. I mean, I get that. They're still ostensibly students. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, there is a certain mindset of half these places we go stay, I wouldn't afford to stay. I wouldn't stay in a hotel. It's too expensive. I'm not staying there. I go stay somewhere else in that particular city. So they get, all the shoes they want, all the equipment they want. There is a certain sense at some point of being entitled because it starts with AAU ball. You know, come play for me. Come play for the Roadrunners instead of the Spitfires. I'm making names up. Because if you play for us, we got this and we'll, God knows they're giving them money, I'm sure. And now we're going, where are they going? They're going to Akron. We're going to Phoenix. We're going to Las Vegas. We're going, there's all of that mindset of what are you going to give me? And so now it's, I don't have a problem with it because even with that contrived setup, they were making oodles of money for schools and conferences.
that's what they were. People are paying to watch these kids play. That's what they're doing. They want to come see these teams play. And so that's why, you know, the coach is worth what he's worth, because it's his job to accrue all these players and then to teach them a skill set so it's appealing to you to spend your money to watch. And then these kids, you expect them to get that money and go work hard and get better and play very hard. Well, they didn't do it. None of that happened here. I mean, the coaching was not good. The playing was abysmal. And so you give all that money, but they still stayed in the first-class hotels. They still – and, well, they should. You're not going to say, well, you didn't play very well. Now we're taking a – you know,
now it's La Quinta's in from here on out.
Taking a bus to Miami. I mean, no. I mean,
maybe this will help you get your hands up on defense.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it's – but my point is to the texter, yeah, there is going to be a point where they're going to say, we lost that kid because he wanted $500,000 and we gave him $300,000 and they wanted more money for me. The hell with that. I've had enough of this. And listen, before you say that's impossible, it's not impossible. Look at the Yum Center last year. You couldn't get 3,000 people to come in the door. There's a limit to what people will pay and tolerate, and we all looking forward to exciting team that plays together. And that's not to say, very important you understand, the athletes in general, I mean, I talk to Huntley Hatfield. I don't talk to a lot of the players. I don't get to have reason to do that much. Paul does most of the player interviews, except for after the game. And he is – Mike James is a very humble, hardworking kid. Huntley Hatfield was lost 2 years ago. I was very critical of him because I thought he was just wasting a uniform. He found himself last year. He tried very hard. He came more nights than not. He put it on the line and tried very hard. Good for him. I think there are people that appreciate it. I'm not suggesting they don't appreciate it, but I'm just suggesting – that there is a mindset that if you start seeing what they're making, and some of them do not outwardly look like they appreciate it, they're just looking for the next paycheck. These kids who come to, they go through spring practice and then leave. Kids that say, you know, hey, I need more. I need a raise. You haven't even played for us yet. I don't care. I need a raise. That's my brother told me a long time ago, I'll never forget this, and it's probably changed now. It definitely has changed now. Because you see what they have to pay coaches to just get them to sign. He said, don't ever worry about your first contract. Worry about your second contract.
Really?
Yes. He said, because when you get in there, if you think you can do the job there and they give you the tools to do it, they will want to keep you, and then you'll be in a much different position than asking people to bet on the come, if you will.
Unless you have some results that you can fall back on.
I think that's true. Well, players now are not being asked to do that either. Coaches certainly aren't. You know, other than, I mean, I think that's not completely true. If you get a guy like Scott Drew, or you get a guy who's won a Danny Hurley, or even, you know, Pope or Kelsey, I mean, they have a track record. They've won. They've gone to the NCAA tournaments. They, you know, so you're not saying, well, we think you'll be a good coach. You're a good coach. So that's, but the question is, you know, will they be good coaches where they go? That's, you know, like Gene Bartow is my example from 50 years ago. Goes to the Final Four with Memphis State, wins 8 games at Illinois or Illinois State, goes to UCLA, goes back to the Final Four again. I mean, did he get stupid and smart when he crossed state lines? I mean, you know, so it happens. It's sometimes guys are not the right fit for the right place. So, there's no question it can't continue the way it is now. There's no question about that. I mean, it's not sustainable. You can't.
Is it though? Because I mean, we all say that, I agree. But I'm just saying, is this truly just going to be the game where it's just going to be kids leaving at any given time, and someone will pay them? Someone will have a need. Someone needs a running back, so they'll take Penny Boone. They'll take a guy that rushed for 1,400 yards.
I remember reading an article because I was very interested. I'm one of those idiots that paid $800 for a Vic 20 when it came on the market. Vic 20 was one of the first personal computers to come out, and I spent $1,400 when you threw in the printer and everything, the dot matrix printer. And I remember reading an article because I started reading computer magazines. It was really interesting. And this guy said, because everybody and their brother got into the computing business at that time. Right. Everybody was making computers. I mean, you had IBM, you had Dell, you had Commodore, you had Atari,
HP,
Coleco. These people were making computers, not just game systems. They were making computers. And it was hot, heavy. And this guy wrote an article and said that it's going to shake out. Businesses all shake out eventually. It'll be saturated, and the ones that are the strongest will survive. There'll be a handful that survive. And then the price of the units will come down to the point where you'll probably be able to get a computer like included in your cereal box. And I thought, this guy's lost his mind, because the cheapest computers were like, you know, Radio Shack was making a TR-1, whatever the hell it was. And sure enough, though, that's exactly how it played out. That's exactly how it played out. So that's what will happen here, too. Now, what the shakeout means, I don't know. Does it mean that 70 of the best teams get together? That's the equivalent of the three big computer companies, or four, whoever's made it. And they get together, and they have a lot of the money and the power, and everybody takes what's left over or does things differently? I don't know. Nobody knows that. But I just don't think you can keep asking millionaires for money that doesn't give them anything monetarily in return.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. That's not how they became millionaires. You know, even when they give you money, and I'm not knocking it, but they give you a lot of money, they want their name on a stadium. They want something. Yeah. This is just giving money to a collective. To a kibbutz.
Well, I mean, maybe you're getting a spokesperson, you know, for somebody you can put on the billboards, like Jack Palmer with Drexler, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, they'd be isolated, but it's not sustainable. And I'm not, Rick knows a lot more about that than I do, because he's obviously in that environment trying to generate that money. And he's at the center of money in New York. And if he says it's not sustainable, I have no reason to doubt it. I'm not just parroting what he said. I'm just saying I think what he said has a lot of credibility. When I look around and I see how all these schools are doing their games, and I talk to the people, and I'm saying, you can't. There's just no way they can do this.
Just keep raising
ad infinitum. It's going to eventually hit a wall. Speaking of hitting a wall, we're going to have a wall. Take a break and then come back and do more radio here on ESPN 680 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
So, Blank just came back, evidently, from the... they gave the media the tour
of
the new...
It looked really cool.
Paddock area.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. And how much money they've spent, is amazing. And I got to me thinking, because we were talking about how they really... I guess Drew said it. Really, by and large, they did much of that construction for like 5 days of usage a year, maybe. So I got to thinking, what are the venues that are most elaborate that have done so much investment and whatever infrastructure or anything else, basically for use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days a year? And a couple come to mind. Augusta National, they hardly ever let the members play, let alone.
Yeah.
I mean, the Masters has an enormous TV contract. They make a lot of money in merchandising now. They sell a bunch of stuff. They always talk about how they don't need any money, but they make a lot of money through what they do. And that thing is, they think the golf course is only open like 3 months out of a year or something. It's incredible. And, of course, there's just the one tournament. They don't have any other tournaments. They don't have – I think they had a women's event there recently. They finally used it for something else. But by and large, it was for just that. It was for that week. They had a the practice rounds and then the actual tournament. Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which for years only had the Indy 500.
Right.
That was the only thing they had there. And then they had – but they used to call it what it were Racing Month or whatever, because that was Speed Month.
Yeah, Speed Month. So Speed Month, I think, is what it was called.
So that's one that, you know, certainly was a lot of to do for really just one event. And then they added the Brickyard. Then they had Formula One. They had a couple other things. They tried to use it for some other stuff. That's very similar, I think. I think that you can look at some other venues that are like world famous. That does USC play their home games in the Rose Bowl? I'm not sure. I think they do.
Let's see.
Or UCLA does. One of them does. One of them plays in the Rose Bowl.
Who plays?
Right? I think they do.
I think it's USC, I think. Who plays
so,
in the Rose
Bowl? So you can't
Bowl?
Say they only use that for one night a year, but...
it's UCLA. Sorry, UCLA I thought
does?
It was USC.
UCLA does, okay. So UCLA plays home games in the Rose
Bowl. USC plays at LA Memorial.
Okay, so the Memorial Coliseum, that's right. Yeah, okay. So you can't totally say that, but even with that, that's only a handful of nights. There's a bunch of places, like I think on the world stage, like the do they use the Melbourne Cricket Club for a lot of different things? I don't know if they do or not. I told you cricket's big in Australia,
right?
I don't know if they how much they use that. That's like for main, you know, big events. I don't know. That's a good question, but that's kind of what Churchill's in right now, and with good reason. I mean, they build all that. If you brought somebody there, like in the routine racing day in September or whatever the hell that the other meet is, they would look at all that room and say, what the hell do they have all this for? But
right,
yeah, come back in that first week in May, and
you'll see that every bit of this will be used.
Texter says Benji says not just the. The Indianapolis, any NASCAR track.
I was going to say, Talladega,
Bristol. Daytona has two races, right?
Right. And Daytona has two. Talladega, do they race twice at Talladega?
I think they race
twice at Talladega. But those big super speedways, I mean, the smaller tracks, you got to think that they can do more. Okay, like a Kentucky Speedway, they had the Quaker State 400, but they also had an Indy race. They also had a truck race. They also had ARCA races there. I think they even had a MotoGP race. I could be wrong. They did one on motorcycles. You know what I'm saying? The smaller tracks cater to more events rather.
Oh, yeah. No, they have some other events going on there. But that is interesting. It's a good point, though. But most racetracks, that's true. If you're going to pay your bills, you're paying it with one week a year, kind of. That's a lot of pressure on that. But obviously, they're not having any trouble doing it because they have just pumped. I'm eager to see it. I'm really eager to see the new paddock area. And
it looked really cool.
He was just
media.
Explaining to me the stuff they did is almost mind-boggling. Drew said they put $72 million into that first turn club, I guess is what it's called. Forgive me if I don't have
the that is really cool, the first turn club.
And he
neat.
Said they'll make that back in 5 years. So, like I said, people with money don't spend it just for the sake of spending it. They generally spend it.
Jeanette and I did the first turn thing last year. It was really cool.
You did? During Derby?
For Thurby. We went Thurby.
Really? Yeah. That's also interesting. When I first got here, it was, Kentucky Oaks Day was Louisville's day at the races. And then that became now part of they packaged the weekend for tourists come in. And then it was Thurby. And then that became part of it.
Now Werby's
come
thing.
In. Werby's now you go Thurby for your coming from out of town. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then, so now Werby came in, and now it's 5-0 Tuesday. That's the day for 5-0
Tuesday is the locals' day, right.
So good for us. They have a lot of fun. Absolutely. Let's see what else we've got. Okay. Let's go see what that is.
I'm trying to find out what is the least used stadium.
I was going to say the Cotton Bowl in Texas, but somebody plays. Does SMU still? They don't still play there, do they? I don't know. It's got to be a football thing, I would think. I mean, basketball or hockey or somebody's going to
baseball gets used.
Baseball's got a million games.
Yeah.
Soccer now has. It's got to be a football stadium of some sort.
I mean, how many times off the top of your head does Cardinal Stadium get used?
Well, they have generally 8 home games, right? So there'll be 8 games, and then they play the Trinity X Games.
Yeah, the Trinity Saint X Game. The spring game.
Spring game is 10. And then they have the state, sometimes the state playoffs there. Or are they there every year?
I don't know.
I know they have the state playoff games there sometimes.
And then throw in a concert.
So maybe 14, 15 nights.
So 15 nights a year?
Yeah, I think that's about right. Unless I'm missing something. I think that's about right. But, I mean, you know, look at the NFL. I mean, if it's only because the Giants and Jets share the stadium. But how about where the Bengals play, as an example? The Bengals play Paul Brown. Is it still called Paul Brown?
No, it's got a different name now.
Whatever the hell it's called.
Paul Brown Stadium is now something. I forgot.
But they play
Paycor Stadium.
They pay, what did you say, Paycor?
Yeah.
They pay, now I'm saying pay instead of play. They play 8 games. I don't even know. Somebody from Cincinnati have to tell me. They have a high school. I imagine one of the big high schools up there, Moeller or somebody else, must use it for some feature. But so maybe that gets used 12 nights a year.
Let's see how many concerts they have. Cincinnati Music Festival. Luke Combs.
I saw the one I went to wasn't at the football stadium. It was at the baseball stadium. When I had to see Paul McCartney, I saw him at Great American Ballpark.
All right, Paycor Stadium, event schedule, according to Ticketmaster.
Okay.
Cincinnati Music Festival. Luke Combs, Growing Up and Getting Old Tour.
Wait a minute, now music festivals is separate from Luke Combs? That's two different things?
Yeah, two different things. So it'll be 2 days of music festival there.
Okay.
Then
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs is there for 3 days.
So that's 5?
Yep.
He's doing 3 shows at a stadium?
Yeah.
He's, no disrespect, he's 150,000 people want to see him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big deal. He's a big country. Yeah.
All right.
Growing Up and Getting Old Tour. So, wow, yeah, but three's a lot. I'm sorry. I misread it. You can buy a combo. He's doing Friday, Saturday. So it's
he's doing 2 nights.
He's doing 2 nights. Okay. They listed a combo as, you know, something there. But no, still. So he's doing 2 nights. That's a lot. I saw Garth Brooks do that at Yum Center.
And no, I didn't. Again, I'm not a country guy. I don't hate it, but I don't know. But Garth Brooks, I would think he's an all time great.
He did 4 shows.
I didn't know Combs was that.
Garth Brooks did 4 shows
at where?
At Yum Center.
That's Yum Center. It's a football stadium.
Yeah, so he's doing 2 shows. So probably it evens out. Probably
it's a lot of people.
Yeah, God bless him. Very impressive. So all right, so we got Cincinnati Music Festival, July 26th and 27th, Jamie's birthday. Then Luke Combs, August 2nd and 3rd.
So it's 4 days.
Then 2 preseason games for the Bengals.
Oh, I forgot about the preseason games. So that's 6.
And then you start
they have 8 home games or 9. Yep. Give them 9. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Say 9. So that's 15.
And that's all that's listed.
All right. So 15. Yeah. Now you see why people are like, why are we paying all this tax money for something that's used 15 nights a year? Yeah. Man. You know?
Throw in a high school football event. Yeah.
Louisville lacrosse plays some games at LNN. Do they really? Louisville's women's lacrosse team?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. That's true. Yeah, except like Grand Slam tennis venues like Wimbledon.
Ooh, that's a good
one. But Texas said here, like the USTA Tennis Center, that's interesting because that's exactly not. The USTA, when they're not playing the U.S. Open, is open to the public.
Whoa. Oh, really?
In Flushing. I think you can rent any court there, I think, except the stadium court, and like Arthur Ashe and Billie Jean King, whatever the other one's called. Louis Armstrong and Arthur Ashe, I guess, are the two. There's 2 big stadiums. There was already a big stadium, and then they built an even bigger stadium. But the first one is still there. So they have 2 gigantic stadiums. Somebody told me you can even get those, believe it or not.
Wow.
I don't know. I guess if you have enough money. But the other ones, because it's hard court, you can't really damage it. It's open to the public. So they use it all the time. It's kind of like Louisville used to have a professional tennis tournament here at the tennis center, and I believe when, you know, that was open to the public when they weren't hosting the event.
Now, the one in right next to Kings Island up in Cincinnati.
That's the same deal. I'm sure that's open to the public. It's got to be.
Okay.
I think. I shouldn't say I'm sure, but I'd be surprised if it's not. That's what those things, that's the beauty of it. It's like a golf course. Like when they're not playing the Greater Hartford Open at TPC Cromwell, that course is open to the not the public, but the members. Yeah. So there you go.
Do we have time, Intern Cowboy, to do some We Want to Know Wednesdays? What do you got for us today?
Well, we got a V-Stakes coming up.
Yeah, that's true. We got to get that in, too. We're going to do hit or myth. We can save those for tomorrow.
Sure.
But what do we got for our We Want to Know Wednesday intern cowboy? What do we got today?
So April is National Stress Awareness Month, which aims to raise awareness of negative effects of stress and ways people can alleviate stress in their daily life. Some national holidays. It is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Oh, very nice.
Extremely delicious.
Big fan.
It is International Guide Dog Day and National Pet Care for All Day.
Huh. There you go. So love the pets. Love the service pets. Good stuff. By the way, my man Alan from T-Shirt Hooligans passed this along. That everyone thinks noodles and chili is a Cincinnati thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually an Indiana thing.
Hmm.
Hoosier chili predates Cincinnati chili, which was created by Macedonian immigrant Tom Karajev in 1922. Cincinnati chili has cinnamon and a blend of Middle Eastern spices and spaghetti. A heaping crown of cheddar cheese is optional. Some have speculated pasta was a food stretcher during the Great Depression. However, as far back as 1908, a Mrs. E.C. Comer of Indianapolis submitted her chili recipe, which called for a 10-cent piece of boiling beef and spaghetti, to an Indianapolis newspaper. At 5 cents a box, spaghetti or macaroni was a budget stretcher or a way to dilute the heat of the spices for the Midwestern plate. There you go. Hoosiers have had noodles in their chili since 1908.
Text says UC plays 1 to 2 games a year at Paul Brown, since we were talking Cincinnati there. It says high school football is not going to be played there anymore. Playoff games will be played at the best MLS stadium in the country. I don't know if that's true or not, but okay. There you go. Bristol Speedway, that's true. I forgot about that. Remember, they hosted the Virginia Tech-Tennessee football game a couple of years ago. That must have been awesome at the Speedway in Bristol.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're going to Thistledown, everybody. It's the fifth race on the card, 6 furlongs. Send us 1 through 6. There's only 6 horses in the field. But it looks like it's competitive. They look like they have 3 legitimate chances here. Number 1 is Lady Lottie. Yeah, Lottie Stockwell's.
Hey, there we go.
8-5 currently. Number 2 is Box Step, 12-1. Number 3 is Sierra Diamond, 10-1. Number 4 is Quarantina, 15-1. Number 5 is Candlelight Hours, also at 8-5. And number 6, I don't have any idea how you say this horse's
Oaxaca.
Name.
Oaxaca.
How do you know that?
It's a Mexican city. It's Spanish.
How did you know that?
Girlfriends.
I date a Mexican, so I know. I've always wondered that name. Well,
redeemed yourself today with your missing the F bomb earlier and then that other ridiculous thing you
miss
said.
I didn't
miss it. Oaxaca. That's how it said?
Oaxaca.
Oaxaca.
Yeah.
Okay. Oaxaca. Thank you. Oaxaca. You could have given me 100 guesses. I would not have come up with Oaxaca because it's spelled O-A-X-A-C-A. That is a lot of vowels. O-A-X-A-C-A. Oaxaca, evidently in here with a legitimate chance. 7-2. So send us 1 through 6.
Big League Haircuts V-Stakes. 5-0 Tuesdays. $5 off a haircut ticket of 2 or more every Tuesday and Wednesday. Big League Haircuts, 2 area locations, Taylorsville Road, Bardstown Road. Look good, play hard, Big League Haircuts.
Trackmaster likes Lady Lottie, number 1. Could be the best of the group of starters here, showing really strong figures of late. Exemplary selection to take this race going in a dirt sprint. That is the most artificial intelligence written paragraph I think I've ever heard. Number 5 is the second choice, and I will take number 5, Candlelight Hours, only because I don't know anything about any of these horses or trainers, but I've heard of the jockey Houghton. I know him. He's in a horse racing family. So I'm going to take the 5, Candlelight Hours. This mare can improve with first time Lasiks. Consider here if only for the sound speed figure booked in her last race. And then number 6, Oaxaca. She looks competitive in this slot. I expect will be the early leader. Could beat this band given the last 74 Equibase speed figure. So the Trackmaster likes 1, 5, 6. You can pick any one of those. Text it to us. You've got 3 minutes to post. Lady Lottie, the 1, is 3-2. Box Step, the 2, is 10-1. Number 3, Sierra Diamond, 14-1. Number 4, Quarantina, 21-1. Number 5, Candlelight Hours, 8-5. And Oaxaca is 5-2. the six horse, and that's your six horse field in the fifth at Thistledown, and we'll play that for you in just a matter of moments. So I want to hear more about this Mexican girl. So where was she from? What part of Mexico was she from?
Oh, well, her family is. She's not from. She grew up in Covington in Chicago.
Oh, boo.
How did you guys meet?
You still seeing her? Or this is an old girl.
Yeah, we live together right now.
Oh, I thought it was an old. He made it sound like it was.
No.
No.
Oh, nice.
Hope is wonderful. Like, yeah. He's outkicked his coverage.
Nice work out of
he's
you.
Done, he's done great. She's terrific. But yeah, how did you guys meet?
Just mutual friends somehow. Like at a party, though. Like she happened to like come over at a party that I was at, and I did a stupid little fishing reel thing, and then she played like a dead fish, and I was like, "Oh my god, that actually worked!"
And then you two are made for each other.
Oh yeah,
you did the fishing move, and it worked.
I was like, let's try it out. Holy, oh my god, it's actually coming back. Like this is
so. There are a lot of drugs at this party, I assume.
A little drinking, but not drugs.
God bless her. That's awesome. She went for the serious hokey line.
Yeah. Pun intended. To this day, I like look at her like sometimes. I'm like, you know, that was the corniest thing I could have ever done. She's like, yeah, but it was cute. And I was like,
yeah.
What does she do?
She's still in school. She's about to finish up.
Where? UofL?
Yeah. She's criminal justice and marketing minor.
Wow. So she'll... How would you combine those?
I don't know, but if there's a will, there's a way.
Hi, you advertise people you arrested. Hi. Today we arrested five more people. Yes, you can't beat us here at the...
Who needs a bail bondsman? You need a bail bondsman, and there's nobody better than Barry Bail Bondsman on Bakersfield.
All right, we're 2 minutes to post. Five, how are we doing for time? Oh, good. We're good for time. Here's the latest update on the field. You still have time to get a text in at 437-9680. Take a number, 1 through 6. If 2, 3, or 4 win, you'll get 2 haircuts because the odds are 4 to 1 or higher. The other ones are all shorter than that. It's a very small field, six fillies. I guess they're fillies. I don't know. What is the condition of this race here? It's fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, which have never won 2 races other than maiden, claiming, starter, optional, or Ohio bred. There you go. So now you know the field. 6-furlong sprint. Lady Lottie, the 1, is 2 to 1. Box Step, the 2, is 9 to 1. 3, Sierra Diamond, is 14 to 1. 4, Quarantina, is 21 to 1. Number 5, my girl. Was the favorite. Now has been bet down to second choice. Candlelight Hours, 6 to 5. And then Waka is 7 to 2.
Waka.
So
I always wondered how to say that, too.
I never even saw that before. I didn't even know what it was.
What's it spelled? Let me see.
O-A-X-A-C-A. Oaka.
Oaka? It's yeah. Oaka?
Yes.
Or Waka?
Oaka.
Oaka. Oaka.
It's like a W, but there's no
Waka.
W.
Oaka.
Yeah.
Oaka. Okay.
3 A's. 6-letter word with 3 A's in it. I defy you to find another one of those.
That is a very vowel-heavy one.
Yeah. It's really a weird word. It's not worth hardly anything in Scrabble because they're all vowels. They're all one-point vowels, except you got the X in there, which is nice.
Isn't X sometimes also a vowel?
No. Why?
No, I know Y is, but I thought I remember seeing, is X a vowel?
No. The answer is no. It is, however, the official letter of Indianapolis, along with the pot brown.
Travi, my man Travi texted me.
What did he say?
And said basically asking the same thing. He was like, is noodles and chili more Indiana than the hot brown? And I didn't think I was going to elicit so many responses.
All right. Lady Lottie, number 1. Box Step, number 2. Sierra Diamond, number 3. Quarantina, number 4. Candlelight Hours, number 5. Uaka is the 6 horse.
I'm rooting for Lady Lottie.
Okay.
She gave me shoes.
Like Lottie Stockwell.
Heck yeah, I like Lottie Scottwell. Lottie's the best.
I have completely lost the race. So hold on. I now have to tee it back up. What the hell did I do? What did you? Oh, you do?
Hey.
Hey,
come on. Hey.
Yeah. It literally disappeared on my thing here. Wow. So how close are we? Because I don't even have the chart up in front of me anymore. The little... There it is. Okay. Phew. All right. Here we go. Yeah. So 1 through 6, 6 furlongs, Thistledown, V Stakes,
coming to you presented by Big League Haircuts. So you can win yourself a free haircut or possibly two. Don't forget 502 Tuesdays.
$5 off a haircut ticket of two or more.
Yeah.
Bring the whole family.
Yeah, get everybody's head cut. I mean, haircut, not head cut.
Look good, play hard. Big League Haircuts.
I don't want to open a can of worms here because they're literally getting ready to go to the gate, and then we'll have to cut ourselves short here. But tomorrow's show promises to be a headbanger.
Does it now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Keeping it very close to the vest. I think we're going to come on it. We'll come on it about 12:06. I'd say noon, but let's be honest. So like 12:06, and then we'll talk, and then we'll have some commercials, and then I'll do a live read, which is very exciting for Universal Windows Direct. And then
Greg Galliette's going to join us.
Greg Galliette will come by. Bats won today, 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll update you on the NBA and NHL playoffs. And what's his name? Carl Anthony Towns cost me quite a bit of money.
Oh, man, we never played the Bobrovsky save.
Well, the heck with Bobrovsky. I needed him to get two more points, and I would have had a massive payday last night.
Really? I didn't bet at all last night.
Carlito. Come on, man.
On the buzzer beater on the Nuggets game, I had Jamal Murray. I had a parlay, and the last two were Jamal Murray to get one more assist and Jokic to get half a point. And I thought he was going to pass it to Jokic, and he took it himself to be the hero. And it
that SOB.
Oh,
that
man.
Jerk. Boo. The whole place is going wild, and he's in
the is just television. All upset.
So can you speak Spanish Understandably. Now? Since you have a young lady. She's eloquent in Spanish.
Yeah, I very broken. Like, I
you can ask where the library is.
Yeah.
Does she speak eloquent Spanish?
Oh, yeah. Very fluent.
I love people who are
fluent. Oh, it's so,
I admire bilingual
that's
people.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I think it's, that's a great gift. I'm so mad that we don't make ourselves learn other languages.
When I went up to Chicago for Christmas, I was so lost in so many conversations.
I have no excuse. Like, I work with a lot of people.
Doesn't matter. You got to start when you're young.
Like
man.
The word perro is dog, but also
butt.
Is also butt. So right. I like took Hope into another room and I was like, why do you guys keep saying dog in the middle of your conversations? Like it's butt. And I was like, oh, that makes a lot of
We're
sense.
We're ready to go. They're almost all in.
Lady Lottie is in. Box steps.
Lady Lottie, come on, Lottie.
Also in line. Just a pair left to load now. Candlelight hours.
Lottie is now the favorite.
Still haven't found my wallet. Sorry, I was answering a text message champ, on the air.
Hey, the man champ.
My buddy Sully was wondering. He's like, did you ever find your wallet? Still have no idea.
Hawk to the outside gate. Locked up.
They're locked up.
Come on, Lady Lottie.
I'm going to unfold the phone so I get the bigger screen.
Hey, they're off. Box step off to a good start. Lady Lottie is sent from the rail. Candlelight hours, Oaxaca, four across the track. Sierra Diamond and Quarantina off the pace. 5 furlongs to go. Box step, a slim lead. Lady Lottie's on her inside, and Candlelight hours in the green silks out there three deep. Oaxaca, four wide in fourth. Gap back to Sierra Diamond, and Quarantina trails the field. Continue down the backstretch. Here's the 3.5 for Lady Lottie, Box Step, and Candlelight Hours. Oaxaca right behind the trio, sitting comfortably in fourth. Sierra Diamond is fifth, about 6 off. And Quarantina well off the pace into that far turn, racing into the 5/16. Candlelight Hours, Lady Lottie. There goes Oaxaca. Oaxaca makes a 3-wide bid and takes the lead. Box Step can't keep up right now in fourth. Quarter pole here in Oaxaca. Candlelight Hours in battle. Lady Lottie is third. And it's Box Step in fourth. Sierra Diamond and Quarantina top of the stretch. Oaxaca had the lead, but Candlelight Hours right back at her. 1 furlong to go, and Candlelight Hours takes over. Oaxaca back to second. Lady Lottie is third. A final 16th to go, and Candlelight Hours is clear here of Oaxaca. Candlelight Hours returns the winner. Oaxaca a good second. Lady Lottie was third, and Quarantina ran fourth.
Candlelight Hours was the 5. Who's the one that said the 5 before the race? I'm just wondering who said take them. I'm trying to remember. Was it? No, wasn't Green. He didn't work here anymore. No one him. It wasn't Jaggers would probably say it was, but he hasn't been here in months. No, it was me. That's right. It was me. Yeah, yeah. Hmm? Yep. Houghton the jockey wins it.
So have you taken Oaxaca had taken Lady Lottie and taken your horse. That was a V-show trifecta.
Yeah, but it would have been easy because they all were the only three that looked like they had a chance. It's going to be a trifecta that pays like $7.
What would it have paid?
I don't know. You'd have to find out and wait and see. They don't do probables on tries. They only do them on exactas and quinellas and crap like that. So you'd have to wait. And we'll be long off the air by the time they post that. But yeah, those of you who had the five, congratulations. We'll pick one of y'all for a winner. And thank you all for spending some of your Wednesday with us. Unless you know something I don't, we'll be back at it and try it again tomorrow on the V Show on ESPN 680, 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.